gifts. But before we kind of launch into our main topic here, how are things going at the Arts Center the last really several weeks now?
Good. They're busy getting ready for the holiday season, decorating and making sure we have things, unique things that people might want to give for the holidays.
Well, let's talk a little bit about art gifts, because this has been, oh, wow, this has been part of the Arts Center's lineup of activities since as long as I can remember and probably longer than that. But talk a bit about art gifts and specifically, I guess, maybe what you have ready to go here for art gifts once you get that launched.
Sure. So every year we expand our normal art store into our gallery. And so we have our artisans that we already have. Sometimes they give extra pieces, and then also we have new artists come in and give their things for sale. So it's not just one side of the store, it's both sides of the building, and there's just a lot of unique things that people can purchase, and people can come starting on the 26th, come shop us. So looking forward to that. We'll be open for Small Business Saturday, and we'll be part of Main Street's Elf Hunt, all that stuff. So
are you officially getting started here for Small Business Saturday? Is that your first official day?
Yes. So okay. If you are a member of the Arts Council, you can come from 9 to 10 for a sneak peek and get the first chance shop if you're a member. And then on Saturday from 10 to 3, we'll be open for the Small Business Saturday, and then the art gifts will run through the holiday season.
When it comes to the types of art that you can get, generally, are there several general categories, or does that change at least from what you've been able to tell from year to year?
In the holiday season, we get a little extra, a little more than we usually carry, but we have so much. We have wood-turned items. We have stained glass. We have mosaic glass. This year we have fused glass, which is different, and then there aren't any joints. I don't know if that's going to make sense, but it uses heat to make a picture, and they're amazing. We have scarves and hats and pictures and resin art, ornaments, tons of ornaments, and just a little bit of everything for everyone.
One of the things that comes up too here is, you know, we talk about what's available, but we really don't talk about the artists that partner with the Arts Center. Where do you get your artists that participate in art gifts, and how early in the year do you wind up maybe getting some submissions here for art gifts, or is it pretty much all limited to the official holiday period when those gifts start coming in?
So art gifts, usually I send out a letter first at the end of September, which always seems early, I think, to all the artists that get it, but it just kind of gives them knowledge that it's on its way. Usually I send that letter to people who have participated before to see if they would do it so again, and then I just look all year for art gifts. I go to craft fairs. I go to stores in different cities. I go to our own stores. I go to all these places, and I pick up people's cards, and I call them, and I say, hey, this is what the Arts Council is. Would you be interested in putting your items in? And we have all age ranges of artists. This year, every artist is amazing in their own right, but this year we have someone named Irma Starr. She was a lucky find. I found her in Kansas City, I called, asked her. She makes ornaments, ceramic ornaments, and I called and asked her, and she said, well, she's only been in the Smithsonian and the Nelson Atkins, but she could put her things in the Emporia Arts Center. So that's kind of a big thing, and they're beautiful, and they're all unique. So she was an awesome artist that I found this year.
Well, and Sarah, the way that you're talking there, obviously you're not just highlighting local artists. You're really highlighting artists throughout the region. And do you have some from all around the country as well?
We don't have them from all around the country. We do statewide. We try to get a lot locally. But then, you know, to fill spaces that we may not have certain types of art, we do go statewide. So that's what we currently have.
You know, I was talking about this the other day. One thing I had mentioned is I had some family coming in from Topeka who really talked about the level of talent that's on display here, artistically speaking, in Emporia alone, you know, the local artists, the regional artists that we have. What kind of highlights do you think that this particular event gives to those artists, and how do you think it helps get their name out there more?
Just that we do have a lot of variety in Emporia. We have 2D acrylic and oil and watercolor. We do have sculpture, and they come from all over, and they're your neighbors and they're your teachers, and it's nice to be able to feature them in this way. A lot of them do have their own cards, and I put them out so people can not only shop them here, but also shop them personally if they choose. For commissions, some of our artists do commissions and things like that.
Good deal. So I tell you what, this is a great opportunity here for folks to get something that's unique, something that will be treasured for a long period of time, and something that will help different artists. And again here, Sarah, one thing that we haven't mentioned before, this helps to draw attention to other things that the Art Center has going on here over the next several weeks and months here as well.
Yes, we are getting ready to do our holiday classes. We have a lot of fun things, Christmas ornament making and things like that. We have a come help decorate our tree event. A lot of fun things for the holidays, and Molly really does a good job of organizing those classes and making sure there's something for everyone, adult to kids.
Good deal. All right. In case folks want more information about art gifts, how do we get that? And how do we start patronizing here come Saturday?
just come on down anytime. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6. And then, of course, Saturday, 10 to 3. And this Saturday will be our big reveal of all the things that we've got. And you can look at what we have going on online at EmporiaKSArts.org. And, yeah, come and shop us. We're here for you, and we love showing the talent that we have around us.
Good deal. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us here today. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a wonderful turnout for art gifts the next month.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Sarah Belinsky joining us here as our Newsmaker 2 segment wraps up. Don't forget that we've got one more interview before the morning show is out here on this Thanksgiving Eve, as Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan has his biweekly appearance. That's coming up here shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chuck, and thank you to Sarah as well. Once again, we will have Greg Jordan coming up here shortly on the morning show. We'll take a quick break. KVOA News time is 8:36.
Emporia Holiday Shopping. It's the right thing to do.
KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 know there's no place like home for the holidays. It's the truth. By shopping local, our dollars stay right here, helping our local businesses stay in business. Shopping local is the right thing to do.
This year, help the children in your life create, learn, and explore at Emporia's Imaginarium. We have class gift certificates as well as a great selection of Fat Brain toys. Shop Imaginarium at 729 Commercial in Emporia.
Union Street Social is the perfect place to celebrate the season with friends and family. Enjoy excellent food, craft cocktails, and superb hospitality. Union Street Social, 225 E6. What are you waiting for? Let's get social.
Hi, this is Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance Agent. Be a good neighbor. Shop local. Shop Emporia. Happy holidays from Pete, Leslie, and Karen.
Emporia Holiday Shopping. It's the right thing to do.
In 2021, a window replacement job was among the top five home projects in terms of return on investment. Are you thinking about upgrades this year? Contact Howard at the Window Company for free in-home estimates on Heartland 100% American-made replacement windows.
The Window Company. Call a friend. 343-9110.
Carrie's Diamonds and 1400 KVOE, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 have teamed up to bring you Carrie's Christmas for Kids. Christmas is a great time to reflect on just how fortunate we really are. It's an even better time to think of those that we can bless.
It is with great joy that we give you the opportunity to help the children of SOS in Emporia this Christmas, and to also win a custom-designed 0.88 carat total diamond weight ring set in 14 karat gold, valued at $4,500. Stop by Carrie's Diamonds, and for a suggested donation of $5, you get one chance, or for $20, five chances to win this beautiful diamond ring. The best part is, 100% of these proceeds will give children of SOS and Emporia a Christmas to remember. Visit KVOE.com or Carrie's Diamonds at 1015 Industrial Road across from the fairgrounds for complete rules. Carrie's Christmas for Kids.
Carrie's Christmas for Kids, doing great things for children here in the local community. Also doing great.